Denby Lloyd, the commissioner of the State Department of Fish and Game, has said he'll retire in December. As Jacob Resnick of KMXT and Kodiak reports, Lloyd's departure will come just before he must appear in court.
There's been no official announcement yet, but Commissioner Denby Lloyd told Fish Radio's Laney Welch this week that he'd been planning to retire for some time.
You know, demands of a job like this take a toll, and I don't know if I have the drive or desire to keep up this kind of pace.
All Governor's Office spokeswoman Sharon Leo would say is that Lloyd is on his way out.
So I can confirm Denby Lloyd, the commissioner of the Department of Fish and Game, has announced his retirement. That will be effective on December 1st.
Lloyd's retirement will start just days before he's set to go to trial to face charges stemming from an alleged drunk driving incident. Lloyd was arrested in downtown Juneau last month and charged with driving while intoxicated and reckless endangerment. The officer reported Lloyd's blood alcohol level was 0.143% in a breathalyzer test. Following his arrest, Governor Sean Parnell said he was suspending judgment but takes the case, quote, very seriously. The governor's spokeswoman would not comment today whether the timing of Lloyd's retirement was linked to the charges. In Juneau, the city prosecutor's office says Lloyd is next due in court December 6. His defense attorney, Louis James Menendez, declined comment. In his interview with Fish Radio, Lloyd didn't mention the incident or any political pressure, though he did say it was a matter of timing.
The timing seems right now. We're towards the end of the term, but I also want to give some time for the staff to get used to the idea, for the constituents to decide who they might want next for commissioner.
Lloyd worked in Kodiak as a staff biologist for Fish and Game in the 1970s. Later, he went to work for the North Pacific Management Council before becoming Fish and Game's Director of Commercial Fisheries. In Kodiak, I'm Jacob Resnick.